This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
An adoption agency has refused to consider an Aboriginal baby's aunt as a carer because she was in a same-sex relationship. And the refusal has prompted calls for legal reform. Ghassan Kasaseya is the legal director at Equality Australia. Ghassan, welcome back to Drive.
Thanks for having me.
Why did the adoption agency, in this case it was Anglicare Sydney, refuse to consider the Aboriginal baby's aunt?
Blatant discrimination, and because it's permitted under the law that a faith-based provider is able to discriminate against people based on their sexuality or gender identity.
What arguments in particular did Anglicare Sydney put forward about the same-sex relationship having a detrimental impact on the child?
Well, I mean, I think that's it. They didn't even have to consider a person in a same-sex relationship because they have a blanket policy which they advertise to the world on their website, but they won't even consider same-sex couples on the basis of a religious view that a child deserves a mother and a father, which doesn't, in this case, a child is looking at potentially being adopted or fostered by a family outside of their cultural identity. So they've really put their religious beliefs in front of the best interests of the child in this case.
When you think about it, though, what message does it send to the child that could be entrenched in their belief systems as they grow up? And I suppose, it could be harmful as well to the relationship between the child and their aunt.
Well, absolutely. I think also, in particularly when we look at our history, the importance of ensuring that Aboriginal children have connections to their family and their culture. And to put that aside for some outdated prejudice based on the fact that the aunt was in a same-sex relationship is just, it's almost mind-blowing. Unfortunately, it's still the law today. And that's why we want to see those laws removed so that basically if you're a faith-based provider of services, particularly if you're government-funded, which in this case you are, that you shouldn't be able to discriminate against anyone based on their sexuality or gender identity.
I mean, should religious organisations themselves be trusted in handling adoptions in the first place, if this is the sort of discrimination that they're going to practice?
Well, look, it's a good question, and I think what it does is for the other faith-based sector organisations that do the right thing, that don't discriminate, it tarnishes their reputation and the work that they do. It affects their ability to recruit people to work with them. It affects people who might donate to them. So, I mean, I think it's in the best interest of the entire sector to lift its game and to call out others within the sector that would discriminate, because particularly if you're government funded, these sorts of, views and approaches to providing services that are publicly funded often, but certainly in foster care, it's literally outsourced by the government. These are practices of long ago, and they shouldn't be happening today.
We're chatting with Ghassan Kasaseya, legal director at Equality Australia, about an Aboriginal baby's gay aunt being refused as their carer simply because she was gay. Now, I understand that the mother's wishes were to have the baby under the long-term care of an Aboriginal family member. Does the adoption agency have that right to override the mother's wishes? Where does the law stand there?
Well, unfortunately, because they have a blanket exception under the law, they can do so. They can discriminate. There's also requirements in the law that ask them to consider the ability to place someone in accordance with the wishes of the mother, but also particularly an Aboriginal child within connection to their culture and community. But this is the problem with a law that allows them to discriminate without question.
It's, I suppose this is my opinion. If organisations aren't able to make, I suppose, a decision that's in the best interest of the child and they can discriminate, surely we should start having the conversation that perhaps they should be stripped of their charity status and all the tax benefits that come with it.
Well, that would be, an option, but a much simpler option as well is just to repeal the exception. Because when people walk in the door, they should be treated equally, regardless of their sexuality or gender identity, particularly when governments are contracting these providers to provide a service that the government would otherwise provide itself.
Definitely. Now, before we finish, Ghassan, what else is Equality Australia working on at the moment?
Well, there's a lot of reform coming around the country. Federally, we're looking at reforms this year that remove loopholes that allow religious schools to discriminate against staff and students who are gay or trans. New South Wales continues to fall behind the rest of the country with laws that discriminate against our community, particularly trans people and their ability to be recognised as who they are without the need for surgery. Ending conversion practices around the country. New South Wales is looking to be the next state to do that. So there's a lot going on. And I suppose if your listeners want to find out more about how they can get involved, they can hop onto our website, equalityaustralia.org.au, and, you know, take action and find out what's happening in their state or territory.
Ghassan, before we let you go, is the Aboriginal child still in contact with the aunt?
Well, the court has actually placed the child with another family. And we don't know. We don't know because the service provider didn't ask the right questions, and the New South Wales government has announced that they're looking further into the case.
Good. Great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Drive.
Thanks for having me.
Ghassan Casasayo is the legal director at Equality Australia.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.